Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as our world travel get-together moves right along today, folks, Mary and I thought we'd check in with Boise, Idaho for today's Destination Spotlight. Located in the 10th state in our nation, admitted to the Union back in 1890 and known as the Gem State, we last checked in on the City of Trees during our September 9th, 2017 live broadcast. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
And this weekend, you can find the perfect Father's Day gift and save 15% site-wide at TravelPro.com, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Whether it's upcoming summer travel or maybe you have an important getaway or a business trip, one of the most important items to help you have a successful trip is very good quality luggage.
Yes, at all. We always say that, folks. Mary and I, listen, we travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip Collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers. Why? Well, because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get Dad some new luggage for Father's Day. Save 15% site-wide at TravelPro.com. You'll find a link as well at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. As Robert said, Boise, Idaho is our focus for today's Destination Spotlight. Waiting to connect with us on that show hotline is their Executive Director, Carrie Westergaard.
Good morning, Carrie. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Well, we really appreciate you giving us some time this morning. So, you know, we were talking earlier with Jeff Freeman of U.S. Travel for our Chief Travel Leader conversation. I mentioned that during the pandemic, many locations offering ample outdoor spaces and activities, you know, be it beaches or lakes, the mountains, national or state parks, they saw a big spike in their tourism numbers, right? You know, so from our experience in your city, Boise certainly fits that criteria. I'm sure you've seen big tourism numbers in recent years because of it. So now that the world is pretty much reopened to international travel, giving folks, you know, more options and places to go, do you expect you're going to revert back to pre-pandemic tourism levels? And does it make it maybe a good time to come visit the City of Trees?
Well, I think it's always a great time to come visit us any time of the year. I would say we were one of those markets that fared pretty well, you know, during the pandemic. We are right connected to so many, you know, thousands and thousands of miles of open space and mountains and trails and, you know, just openness. And so a lot of people did discover for the first time Boise, you know, when they couldn't go anywhere else. It was a pent-up demand and people really wanted to get out and go somewhere still. And so they'd go to someplace familiar or someplace new and they could work from anywhere. And so we got a lot of leisure travelers, which really helped offset our meetings and convention and corporate market that halted at that time. You know, sports still kind of remained a little steady. So now we're seeing it drop a little slightly with leisure numbers. So I do think it's a good time to revisit and continue to see what, you know, great things there are here in the market.
Carrie, the food scene in Boise really impressed us when we were there in the past, but also Idaho is the top barley grower in the U.S. and the second largest producer of hops. So you have many award-winning beers for visitors and you have a big wine scene. All of this, I think, if people have not been to Boise, would not necessarily expect. And I think you have a big wine event coming up at the Botanical Garden next weekend. So talk a little bit about the food, beer, and wine scene.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a big surprise that we do have such award-winning chefs and restaurants here. We actually had more businesses open during the pandemic than closed, which I think is a surprising fact. But we had four area chefs that were recently named as semifinalists for James Beard, and they were all from Basque food to Mexican dishes to five-course, kind of a communal setting, prefix menu with kin. And then we have an Ethiopian and Etrian food that was also recognized. And then as far as the beer and wine, we do have Savor Idaho coming up, which will have wineries from all over the state showcasing their award-winning wines for the day on Sunday. So we're really excited about that. Yeah. And beer, you know, we've just got a real great selection of real unique blends, over 20 craft breweries in the area.
And Boise, it's a place that really surprised us when we first visited. It far exceeded our expectations. We've always felt, you know, since then, frankly, it's an under-the-radar kind of a hidden gem place to visit in the U.S., you know, when you think about all the outdoor activities we've talked about in and around Boise, the landscape, the topography, I mean, you got a thriving arts community, you got this outdoor Shakespeare amphitheater, ballet, all of that. But as a local, I know you've been there over a decade or so now. What do you most enjoy about living in Boise, Carrie, and, you know, enjoy sharing with visitors?
Absolutely. Well, I love the outdoors. I love that we have an urban, very vibrant, alive, you know, it's not a city that closes at 5 or shuts down, but then so accessible to the outdoors. There's a green belt that runs along the Boise River, 25 miles on each side. There's a trail system of over 190 miles of trails in the foothills. There's whitewater rafting within 30 minutes from here, some world-class whitewater rafting. And then we just have all the, like we talked about, some of the great, you know, dining and wineries and, you know, that type of experience. And then when we talk about the arts, I mean, we're a city that's an isolated city. We're 5 hours from the next largest city, so we've really self-created. We've got a very vibrant art scenes as well. If we wanted an opera, the opera was created. We wanted Shakespeare, you know.
You guys built it,
Broadway,
yeah.
Here.
And that's
yeah.
all. So really quick, we just got to ask you, you've got about 15 seconds on this. One fact on Boise you don't think our listeners would know about.
Well, I just think most people say they're so surprised when they get here, you know. So I think, you know, you just have to come and experience it. We are a city you want to have a beer with. If you go to our website, you'll see that. But I definitely think that there's something for everyone here.
All right. Well, folks, you can go find out more, plan your own travels at visitboise.com. Carrie, we really appreciate the check-in today. We hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Carrie. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary, well, there we go. By the way, 600 miles to San Francisco, 500 to Seattle, and about 350 to Salt Lake City.
Yeah, now I want to go back to Boise.
Folks, if you haven't been to Boise, as we just said, it is an under-the-radar destination, well worth a visit, so visitboise.com. That's how we're going to wrap Hour 1 of the show this week. Hour 2 will kick off the National Communal Forum in just a few minutes. Plus, still ahead is the Personal Connection, Open Road with RJ, and so much more. Thanks for spending 120 minutes with us today for America's number one travel radio show. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.